It's Thursday, the 5th of June, and it's dry. I'm whispering the word dry because it is dry just now. Wait a minute. No, I think it's just the raindrops falling off the trees. Yesterday it rained in the morning, very early, and it rained all day, off and on, and in varying strengths and degrees, but some torrential rain at times, so much so that many roads were flooded, and even our fairly long and large drive I had some marvellous puddles yesterday, and I haven't seen that for a long, long while. It just rained and rained and rained and rained, and I guess it rained all through the night up till very recently. And yet this morning it feels very nice. It feels lovely and fresh and mild and pleasant. And the smell of fresh greenery. It is, I do believe, ah no, it's okay. I was going to say it's raining now, but it's not. What it is a very, very light breeze when it gets up is just bringing down some more of the heavy droplets from the trees. Wow, a man of rain we had yesterday. It was shocking. So nothing done in the garden at all yesterday. I couldn't even tidy up half a ton of greenery that I chopped down. It was sodden wet. Not that that would have bothered me, but it just makes it packaging it up harder. So I'll wait for a dry day. But I guess it'll help the garden. The garden's erupting. Really, there's a fern at the back. It's getting 4 foot tall already. It wasn't that high at all last year. Everything's just leaping and bounding. So I guess the conditions are perfect for them. Not perfect for us, though. I was absolutely shattered this morning, 7. Mainly because I didn't go to bed till after 11, and then was up twice to the wee boy's room. Huh, if you want to use the colloquial expression. Is that correct? Colloquial expression? I don't know. The lavvy. I was up at the lavvy. 5:10. Went back to bed knowing I didn't have that long before the alarm went at 7, but I must have conked back out again. But I was having this dream. Oh my goodness me, you know, I do have vivid dreams most nights, but that one, I think the dream I had, and it wasn't a bad dream, was so tiring. It must have been so mentally tiring that when the alarm went at 7, I was doing a Victor Meldrew. And I was absolutely shattered. I'm still standing here, swaying back and forwards. Not a lot of stability in the legs at this point. But, get over it. Oh, Louis, listen to that, isn't that beautiful? It's not a blue tit. It doesn't sound particularly blue tit-ish. Is that a word? No, I'm trying to see, because there's one calling to the other one. But the red poles have been back at the... In fact, as I speak, the female red pole is on the Niger feeder. She's sitting very quietly. She's not feeding. So... Is she sitting very quietly because she doesn't want to be recognised? I wonder if that was a Red Pole song, because the males have been down. If it is, that's a beautiful song. Yeah, and she started feeding again. I guess it was Niger seeds will be wet though, even though they're in a covered feeder. It does get in eventually, especially if it's persistent rain. Damp seeds. I suppose it's a wee bit like soggy biscuits to us. No, she's very strangely timid and pecking at the Perspex tube gently. Maybe that's what's wrong. She's come down and now she's creaked her neck round. Just having a wee look round about. She's sitting there like as if she's trying to be incognito. Can a wee bird be incognito? Of course they can. Talking about incognito. Isn't that a lovely word? Isn't that a beautiful word? Incognito. Isn't that a better word than saying hiding or hiding away? That was incognito. Where's that then, cognito? No, when we had went to our usual shopping down in Lithgow yesterday afternoon and collected some stuff for the car boot on the way back. And when we got home, it was still battering down. And my wife went into the house and I said, you go in, open the door and I'll bring all the stuff in, because I had my bonnet. And I could hear this faint blackbird call. I thought, that's not right. And I looked round, and there was blackbird sitting on the top of the 6-foot fence, but below the soffit overhang. And he looked drick it, and he was just singing a gentle wee song and basically getting in and out of the rain. And blackbirds are hardy buggers, they'll sit out in the rain. And so I called Mary back out of the house to come and see him. And, you know, I don't want to say typical woman, but that means in the nicest sense, of course, these ladies. She said, oh, that's a shame. Look at the poor wee thing. And so he did. He did look like a poor wee thing. And even his call was a fifth of his normal call. It was as if, oh, I'm too wet to be bothered. I did feel sorry for him. And that's how bad the rain was. So now we have two red poles on the feeder, two females. I think the seed's wet. It's not coming out because they're not really eating. Actually, one's a female goldfinch, the other one's a female redbone. But they feed the same stuff and they seem to be... what's the word I'm looking for? When you get on with someone else. Not friendly. Oh, God. No, I'm not going to rack my brain over that one. Which brings me nicely, and unintentionally, to my memory again. Oh, dear God. Words. There's a song about that. It's only words. Who was that? The Bee Gees, wasn't it? How can I remember that then? I can remember it was the Bee Gees, and I can't remember Simple Words in Life. Pink Pearl, that beautiful, gorgeous big rhododendron is just beginning to go off now. I don't think that rain yesterday helped at all. But the new growth, I can tell you at this point, the new growth, the tallest one I can see at the moment is about 15 inches on one growth stem already. Most of them are all 12 inches. It's just shooting skywards. And if buds form on those, well, next year, all being well, it's going to be even more stunning. What a rate of growth. I know Paul O'Mahony doesn't like rhododendrons. Rudy's.